Blog Talk Radio.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mother Earth Show. It is indeed a mystery tour. I am so excited to be here tonight. Me and my lovely co-host Janine Kimmel. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Hello, 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 everybody. Tonight, I don't know why, but I was enjoying that song especially as well. Isn't that funny? We both.
Yes. Can you feel
it? It just felt right tonight. So, yes. Hello, yes. Everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello. So those of you joining us from the Facebook world, I basically posted a note about half an hour or hour ago, whatever, that I was going to be, that me and Janine will be discussing a wild turn of events that happened today. And it actually concluded today, but it's something that I have been experiencing for the last 72 hours. And you know, in actuality, if you think about it, this actually goes back to last week. It actually, I think, kind of started when my cousins came over. And I say that simply because the energy is just moving. I mean, in my personal life, like one thing I was talking to Polar Bear earlier about was that, you know, I mean, truth be told, since I have started this radio show, and since I have done initiation art to initiate infinite trust, the changes that I have experienced in my life are just downright miraculous. And miraculous in the sense of I'm just seeing things so clearly, and I am releasing the bondage of the illusion. I mean, that really is, you know, I've let go of relationships, I'm letting go of jobs, and it's not like I'm in this space, you know, trying to, what's it called, what's that term called when you, I'm not making excuses for things, quote-unquote, not manifesting.
Right,
I am clearly
justifying.
Justifying, that's it, yeah. Yes. I am not justifying my situation because, as you'll hear tonight, I'm definitely going to share the whole story. What's unfolding in my life is just an unshakable resonance of self-trust and self-confidence and a space that my outside world, it's like it's trying to shake me, and, you know, I'm giggling going, you know, I'm not tied into the world that, you know, you're trying to shake me with. So I'm, it's almost like having a tennis game. They hit the ball to me, and I'm just putting the racket down and going, I don't want to play. I just don't want to play. But it is also my intuition and my guidance. You know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it is just downright genius. So, okay, and that does sound like I'm tooting my own horn, but
that's a good word, because remember last Thursday, Nancy Lee, what was her last name?
Ward. Ward.
She said that she noticed the word genius was really coming up for a lot of people, and that's how she was explaining things. And I've been using that word, and I agree. And I think when you tap in to a niche in yourself that you just know it to be true, and it's like undeniable. It does feel like genius to me.
It's just
like hitting like a vein of gold, and like, you know, it's just there. And I feel that, you know, when you're, and this will be the common thread probably. When you're in your authentic self and you're willing to stand behind that, you know, it comes with, I mean, this almost sounds like I'll work this out as we're talking live, but it almost sounds like, well, you know, standing behind your authentic self or standing within your authentic self comes with the risk of, you know, all things kind of appear like, well, you know, that may not work out, but the truth is it is working out perfectly.
Right.
If you're in your authenticity, you literally can't miss. I mean, it may feel as we've been in culture that you're missing, but you're not. And so I think what gets much more, I think just better, is that you start to viscerally feel what it feels like to be in your authentic self. And then you're like, wow, this feels so right. I can't be any other way.
It's unshakable.
It is. And that's what I was experiencing with you today. It's what I've experienced, you know, over these times when what you thought would work out. And sometimes they're very mild versions. Sometimes they're a little bit more intense. But you just see that there is a brilliance and a genius in this standing in your authenticity and just saying, hey, you know what, if that's a result of me being authentic, so be it. You know, and
absolutely. And not so be it like I'm a victim, but
no,
like
no,
standing on the rooftop going, so be it, so be it.
So be it, as, in other words, as it should be. Like
should be, yes.
Right. And it is a common thread too from last week, you know,
the whole show is a theme. Yes, our theme is on the show is week to week. We're just sharing what's going on and what's coming up. I mean, that is
in a forward motion, but they're all related because it is an unfolding, and we're getting to share it as it unfolds.
Yeah, that means the Mystical Mother Earth show is a soap opera. I like that. I do want to say one thing, though. I don't know if anybody's, you know, familiar with how Einstein came to his theory of relativity and, you know, when he started understanding how gravity was bending space. He was the first one to make note of black holes, and I want to note something, which is also, of course, our beloved Nassim Haramein is also, you know, the black hole man. But the way Einstein became aware of black holes was he saw that which was not there.
Yeah.
He saw that when he was looking through a black hole, it bent things, but a black hole was not there. And that's what caught his eye, because I've been posting all week about the unseen, the power of truly having the awareness of what the unseen is the power to literally break out of the cultural hold that has on us about whether we're failures or successes, whether we're on the right path, whether we're not on the right path, whether we're doing, quote-unquote, the right thing or doing the wrong thing. These all have a common thread and a commonality with the ability to see the unseen. I'm really emphasizing that because that's what the, okay, so let me share the example because I'm dying to tell it. Okay, so this all literally is, it's almost still in motion. I mean, my last motion was that I sent an email. But as everybody who knows that follows me on Facebook, 2 days ago I got a nanny gig. And I'm not going to use any names because there's a potential they could be listening tonight. So I want to give you some highlights of this family and what I've been experiencing in the last 72 hours. So Friday night, I go on the interview. Or was it? No, Saturday night, I go on the interview. Sunday, we take the day off. Today, I go and did some training to find out, you know, because I'm going to be on my own. The nanny's not going to be in town. I was basically getting a job to fill in for the nanny. Okay, so at the interview, Goldie is very basically Goldie. They have a house full of these amazing art. The husband brings me some information and a DVD on a friend of his that is expressing gematria. Am I saying that right? Gematria, I believe.
I think so.
Now, I first found out about gematria through George. And here's a basic description. This is not a total definition, but a basic description of gematria is the universe explained through numbers, whether it be sacred geometry, symbolism. It's a way to describe the universe. And George has, in one of his talks, he explains through gematria how March 2013 is significant, how 2012 is significant, through multiplication and division of numbers. And it's a whole system, so to speak. You know, it's beyond numerology, though, way beyond numerology, because there's shapes and other things involved. So when this family asked me if I knew what gematria was, you know, I was like, yeah. And they basically told me that they had a good friend of theirs. Now, just so you know, this good friend is a relatively famous Hollywood producer. I'm not going to go into the movies he's done, but he's done blockbusters. So the husband, or excuse me, the boyfriend, they're not married. This couple is not married. The first sign of things that are unconventional, which from Goldie's point of view is like, I check that as a great thing, because people that are unconventional from a nanny perspective, from the family, are more open to me being unconventional as their nanny. I mean, I look for people that are unconventional. So he gets on his BlackBerry and he starts texting this Hollywood producer, talking about, I told him about my radio show, and he was telling me about this guy who's doing gematria, and I was like, well, I'd interview him, you know, I'm certainly open to that. And, you know, he's like, okay, I'm going to send, you know, him right now your website. And so as this conversation opens up with all this gematria, and I've talked about my intuition and how applicable it is, how when I'm around children, I can, and I said this with all confidence, I can literally take, if there's something coming down the pike, like something's going to fall off a counter, without even thinking about it, my hand will go there. So, you know, something doesn't fall on the baby. Or, you know, I just use my intuition, and it helps clearly prevent accidents or anything going, you know, potentially to harm the baby. That decreases because of my awareness and my intuition. And I have, you know, plenty of stories to tell of this in my 20 years of being a nanny. So they're loving this, and I'm interested in this guy, this, you know, quote-unquote, think about this, a Hollywood producer. You know, to have a Hollywood producer on my show could do, you know, some pretty amazing things. It could bring me some recognition from a new audience, so to speak. So then I proceeded to tell the gentleman about my going on a spaceship. Now, what's so interesting is what I realized today is I got to the point where the spaceship was above my house, and I went up not in physical body but in consciousness. And I told him, you know, I was listening to Holosync, the frequencies on, you know, how that, the whole thing works, the whole Robert Monroe Hemisync, Holosync thing. And as soon as I got to the conversation where I went up, the husband changed directions of the conversation. Now, I'm such a, you know, I'm a schizoid. So to change direction, it didn't faze me whatsoever. We were having this really good talk. It was very engaging. Everybody was at peace. The nanny there is a hypnotherapist. So she was sharing her experiences from, you know, hypnotizing people and how it's about bringing everybody to peace for self-healing to happen. I mean, the wife came down and because she was putting the baby, you know, to bed. She got involved in the conversation. You know, it really was, it was open. You guys all saw what I posted on Facebook. I was excited. You know, they're paying cash under the table. And Goldie's being Goldie and, you know, picking up, you know, Hollywood producers as potential new shows. I got a gig that potentially could turn into 50 hours if I want it to be. You know, it's like, it was all good. I mean, I just literally was like, as I also marked on Facebook, it felt like something had popped since after last Thursday night's show. So that's Friday night, okay? They're basically telling me that they're going to call me, and that's last Saturday night. They're telling me they're going to call me on Sunday to let me know if I got the gig or not. Before I even left the house Saturday night, they said, come back Monday. You got it. And I'm like, well, right on. Goldie got a job. And I just was delighted. Of course I'm delighted. I have not had, you know, I have not gotten new work since Anya and Sahana's mom left work in May. And so that's not true, actually. I've worked a couple of miscellaneous gigs with some other families. But I was delighted. So I'm delighted. We go through Sunday. Yesterday's a beautiful day. And here's something interesting, too, Janina. We didn't even talk about this. Because did you read the post I wrote about when I went to the chambers, the Mother Earth chamber, how all these trees had fallen down on the path?
Yes.
I'm realizing now that there's something to that.
On another level that was kind of
something. I mean, it was blocking. All I knew was it was like, and I also got the sense that it was the last time I was going to be going to the chambers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because here were the two main things that I got. And for those of you who don't have Facebook or whatever, when I went to the chambers yesterday, from my car to where I walk, the path and the journey that I walk from my car to the Mother Earth chamber, there was about 10 major trees across the path. I mean, it started almost becoming like a joke to me because I go off trail to get to this chamber, and even off trail, it's like it followed me. There were major trees down, including on top of the earth chamber itself, a branch that only a week prior I had noticed was all filled with leaves. It was the only tree around me that had leaves on it. As I lied on the chamber mound, I looked up at this, you know, 70-foot tree and said, huh, look at that, the only tree around with leaves still on it, so I can lie here and adore it. One of those major branches was now on top of the chamber, which was like the culmination of 9 other huge trees that had fell down en route to this chamber.
Wow.
So it was literally like, you know, George has mentioned in one of his talks, when the rain comes down a mountain and creates a little whirlpool on the side of a rock,
yeah,
that is not something that is happenstance or random. Every single thing that happens on this planet is purposeful. Everything. Mm-hmm. So it was clear to me there was something's blocking this path that I'm normally on, and it's normally effortless for me. But I kept going, but I don't know what that means. I really don't. I don't know what it means, well, I'm starting to figure it out. So today, I'm talking with Janine on the phone, and essentially, I was talking to her going, you know, I think I should tell my family about, you know, this new family, about my radio show, because they're going to listen to my shows. And I was nervous that they were going to hear me speaking about, you know, the drugs and my history, and that they were going to somehow confuse it with who I am today. And, you know, me and Janine got in depth with that today. And, you know, Janine was like, I wouldn't worry so much about that. You know, when from what Janine has heard, you know, whenever I speak about it, it's always clear that it's who I was. It's not who I am. It's not a confusing line. You know, I am, you know, cocaine free to this day. But I was really worried that they were going to hear something on the radio that was going to turn them off for me. And what's so funny is, let me read you the pertinent part of the email that I got at about, what time did it come? It came in at 4:51 this evening, Eastern Time. Okay. Small concern on blank's end has come up. Your abductions by aliens. Blank is now questioning me all about this mystical stuff. And although comfortable with you, is a bit concerned about, okay, you ready for this, everyone? Your hold on reality. As cool as they may be, Goldie, remember they are still pretty traditional white-collar New Canaanites. It really did throw blank to the point where he is discussing it with his wife. Just an FYI, you and I will talk tomorrow, right now, blah, 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 blah. So I read this email and I went, they're a bit concerned about my hold on reality. Okay, friends, I'm going to be really quite honest with you. This was the biggest red flag I have ever gotten in my life. And I'll be honest with you, Janine brought it to my attention how, remember on last week's show, my beloved sister Sherry was speaking with Nancy about the fear of coming out because, you know, the people in her family or people around her would not accept it. And I'll be honest with you, I have just never had this fear. I mean, I don't know why I'd never had the fear. I honestly don't. I mean, I've always contributed it to the idea of it's my experience. I don't care if you don't believe my experience. I believe my experience. It's my experience. I mean, you know, if someone tells me don't touch the stove because it's hot, but I've already touched it, burned my hand, you know, went a week with blisters and then put the cream on and it healed, I know the stove is hot. I don't need the government to tell me the stove is hot. I don't need somebody else to tell me, no, it's false. The stove isn't hot. You know, go ahead, touch it. I mean, and I'm giving you obviously a basic metaphor, but I really don't question anything that I share because I'm not just regurgitating somebody else's work. This is what I live. And so, you know, I got this email tonight. I'm expecting, you know, to start this great nanny gig, you know. Now, here's one part I skipped. This morning when I went in to do my training period, I had told the boyfriend that I didn't resonate with the Hollywood producer and his gerrymandering. They had given me a video that the Hollywood producer had made, and the best way to describe it is he's going through his awakening, but it was very schizophrenic, like in the energy. I mean, he was panning left and right with this homemade video, and everything about the video, like literally, was like made me anxious. It was nothing like the George presentations of Gematria. I mean, it was the pendulum swinging, you know, not only all the way to the other side, but then go anti-particle. It's like, it was just, I had nowhere near the feeling of calm and serenity I do when, you know, when George speaks and when other people speak. It was just, I didn't feel that. And so I told him that this morning. I said, listen, you know, I appreciate the connection with your friend, but I emailed him and told him, you know, I just didn't resonate with it, and it's really not, you know, it's not for me. And he said to me, well, did you talk to him? And I went, no, I don't need to talk to him. I saw the video. Now, one more thing I want to mention is when he gave me the video the 2 days before, him and his wife were cracking up at their friend going, this video is really funny. And I was like, oh, he uses humor? And he goes, no, you'll see what we mean when you watch it. It's just really funny. In other words, on Friday or on Saturday night during the interview, they were laughing at their friend. And I didn't see the video, so I didn't know what they were talking about. And on Monday morning when I was kind of laughing with him, he flipped it and went, you need to talk to him. You need to get the truth about him. You got to have him on the show. And I'm like, dude, relax. You know, I'm here to nanny your kid. You know, and I'm good. He wrote me an email. He said he's going to make a book out of it. And I literally put my hand up and went, when the book comes out, I'll revisit it. You know, even though the truth is I had no intention of revisiting it. But this guy was coming on with some pressure, more pressure than the actual producer who, when I told him I didn't resonate with it, he basically wrote me a lovely email back saying, okay, I understand, but I'm writing a book. Perhaps we can revisit it when I write the, you know, when the book is done. And it was like he was just very casual about it. He didn't get attached to it. And, you know, Janine and me were speaking, and it's like it was just a wonderful way he accepted the rejection with grace and with poignancy. He was poignant about it. He kept his dignity. Well, the boyfriend was losing his dignity as we were, you know, and it was only for about 35 seconds, and then he was off to work. So what's so funny is when I got this, you know, this email, it became clear to me that throughout the day, everything we had discussed on Saturday night, this guy all of a sudden was like, I mean, okay, right, what's the words? I have to keep going back to him. Is concerned about my hold on reality. I mean, that's a strong statement. The first thought that came to my mind was, so they're going to call the white coats and have me put away? I mean, and I am 46 years old, and you guys all know I've been basically a whack job from day one. I've never been afraid of a fear. I know many of my older counterparts, people that have been kind of coming out of the spiritual closet for many more generations prior to me, that was absolutely a genuine fear that they had. I have personally never had that fear. But when I saw this email, I mean, literally, I went, call Janine, get on the horn with Janine. I shared it with her, and now I would like Janine to share with you her incredible brilliance of how she is. You're genius, Janine, and I really highly recommend if the people that are listening to the show right now, stop what you're doing, take a deep breath, and really feel what Janine's going to share, because I can tell you right now, I'm not faking this. I am delighted I am not working for this family. From a space of mazel tov, go find yourself a nanny that works. Obviously, I'm not the nanny that's going to fit in that. I'll continue on my journey. You continue on your journey. I have nothing malice against it. The nanny, the baby, the parents, nothing. It's about the ability to see the unseen so clearly that you don't get caught up in that which is upside down to begin with, and then beat the crap out of yourself because it doesn't go the way you think you want it to go. Because the truth is, it's all going the way it's supposed. I am in absolute 100% protection. Mm-hmm. Absolute 100%. Okay. Was that a good lead-in, babe?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we had spoke about that maybe 3 days ago, unbeknownst of this, you know, of this new event. And the interesting thing is that I do believe that if you look back, because this is always the way, if you look back from today and you look, you know, you start to see that, oh, actually this was already probably known on some level, you know, whether it was the trees or whether it was your what you were feeling last night as you were not sleeping, that you were just sensing something, which is, happens to me too, when there's something I'm sensing, it's causing a certain kind of, like, probably we need to find new words for things, because I don't mean them to sound negative, like to say uneasiness, but it's more just a sensing. It probably could even be like a current or a nervous system thing where, you know, it's just more, it's not like, oh, really, that's bad. No, it's just feeling something, and it's almost like, oh, okay, a little bit of a tip off. But I do see that, you know, how things are really becoming so much more obvious about what we used to think was, oh, that's really too bad. It's actually, no, that's really too good. I mean, the reverse and the upside downness and the actual truth being what we thought, it's so becoming more obvious to me. And as we have more and more discussions, and as, you know, I really am seeing that where, you could have looked at this in a way that almost like a very big disappointment, and yet it was like, no, this is actually how it should be. And we spoke about, I said to Goldie, over the years, I have noticed when I wanted, or what I perceived wanting, say, something to happen with maybe my book or a speaking engagement, or, you know, being received by a certain, you know, organization, and then it doesn't work out. And then I look, and I, you know, you go, really? And, you know, you could perceive that as rejection, but there's got to be a different word, because I have found that that has actually protected me, and the fact that that didn't work out was incredibly good for me. And it was because I doubt there was an authenticity and a resonance with me and that. And then you look at where you are today, or I am today, where you are today, and you go, it's exactly as it should be. And it's amazing. You know, and I think people can probably really relate to that when you think that there was something that should have happened for you and you thought you wanted it and then it didn't. And you look back and you say, wow, that was actually really, I was really protected. And who protected you? What protected you? I mean, probably self, soul, and I find them to be supporting creative unseen forces. Like, you know, which is where I always feel, just to bring in initiation art, which I think does.
Listen,
manifest.
Everybody, initiation art will kick your ass if you
it come with a little, like,
proceed,
you know.
Proceed with caution.
Right, but a happy caution, by the way.
No, it's a beautiful caution. I'm totally joking.
I do believe that maybe what I'm thinking is, or what I'm feeling is, that once again, the unseen is actually not that unseen. It just
right.
It's actually very much there if we begin to look closer. You know, because the trees are telling Goldie, her feelings last night and the night were telling Goldie, our conversations preceding this were telling Goldie. You know, these things that happened. Right. These things have happened
Holy
for me.
Shit, I didn't.
Right. And you start to say, well, the unseen is actually not really that unseen.
No,
and
it's so blatant.
Right, and it's wonderful. And, you know, this is a super basic thread here that came up last week on the show on Thursday, but, and this has happened to me with being, you know, a therapist, and, you know, and I do have, you know, quite a bit of experience, and I mean, visceral and proof, and people really changing, and, you know, even some education, and, you know, and you know, when somebody wants to sort of kind of change their mind about you, what's the first thing they do? They go for your credibility. They go for your insanity.
Oh.
You know,
and that's
happened to me. And I just like literally, I actually take it as a compliment. I'm unshakable there. But I wasn't always unshakable. It took a long time to be like, ooh, really? Oh, you don't like me? Ooh, you don't trust? You don't think I'm smarter? And then I realized, no, this Janine, you're standing up for who you are. You do things differently. I deal with art and the images and the deep unseen forces. And I said, and if that rocks in people's world, then so be it. It rocks people's world. But you know, so now I stand behind that and just really feel good about it. And you know, I remember Sherry Lee talking about her shamanic practices, and Nancy was saying, no, stand behind them. That's what you were meant to do. And
exactly.
You know, how can you deny your birthright, your destiny, you know, your genius? And I'm telling you, it could riddle people's childhood doing that. It could riddle, you know, your first half of your life doing that. And I feel so happy for the people that don't do that, you know, but today, you know, it's like a really great, what's the word, like reminder of exactly standing behind your authenticity. And, you know, if it doesn't suit another person's version of reality, well, so what? Who cares? It's, you know, that's
totally
someone
totally
else's version. Yeah. And it's really like it's a blink. It's just move on, flow, and I see that it. One of the things that I thought was interesting was that when we were speaking today before, you know, the final kind of no thank you but thank you, you know, I could see that this brings up stuff from our subconscious, which I guess you could also categorize as the unseen. But I really think that this is incredible because once you start evoking the unseen to be seen, it just starts to become seen. And you know, life takes on this whole other picture where you're moving and acting in a way that's like with agility and reflexiveness and instinct. Your instincts are on, and it's like that, like Goldie said, I put my hand out and I catch the falling object. Well, it becomes
exactly
that way where you're just moving in these ways that you're responding to what's coming up, you know, and you know, and this is good about life. Things will come up like, you know, in a moment. It'll be like, oh, it was that way, but now it's this way. And it's like, yep, yeah, and just keep, you know, just like.
And just keep moving. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I've noticed since we started the mystical Mother Earth show that you know, and the intention of the show and the spontaneous unfolding and the willingness to meet the moment, I've noticed also in my own life and in my own perception and consciousness and seeing Goldie that things are revealing themselves and there's just an action and a movement that's accelerating, and It's been great. And, you know, here's the thing.
It's been miraculous, Janine.
And sometimes
it really goes beyond great. My life is changing miraculously.
But here's the beautiful thing. It's like there were times where, you know, we went into the stuff about anger, or we went into the stuff about, you know, the heart, the discomfort, and go there, go down the cellar stairs, you know, flip the lights on, look in the corner.
Yes.
You know, sometimes,
yes.
But you got to do that because what ends up happening is there's nothing that literally almost can be in your way anymore. It, you know, but it takes,
yeah.
It really takes, you can't just talk about it. You got to do it. And that's where, you know, I love to encourage others and I love to foster the courage within myself. But, I just see the results and it's pretty amazing. And,
well, let me quote something from a listener right now who posted it on Facebook because we don't have the chat room.
Okay.
Joanne, Joanne, beautiful Joanne, recently, I believe, and Joanne, if I'm incorrect, just, you know, post it on the wall and I'll correct myself. Joanne recently went through a near-death experience. I think she had an aneurysm, you know, something, a major, you know, her body went through a major change. And what she shared was, the word you guys are looking for is opportunity. Most events in our lives that don't go right always create an opportunity for something else to come in. It's always been that way for me, just my opinion. We love you, JoJo Bean. We love you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's absolutely true. And that's what happened today. And honestly, you know, when we handle things as more of an opportunity or a wonderful challenge, it really takes away any of the, you know, oh, I can't handle this, I'm stumbling over it. You know, it is. It's you are flourishing from these opportunities. I mean, that's how I see it. That's how I feel it. I'm seeing it for Goldie, and it's just like whoa, it's great. You know, and thank you, Joanne.
Phenomenal.
That was really a great addition to what we're saying. And who better to say that than someone who's gone through something of such significance, you know. So
well, and that would look tragic, but who because see, and I really believe that it's the ones of us who have been through that which to others looks tragic, that give us the wisdom to know that it's not. It's opportunistic, you know, because you can't explain that to somebody who won't allow those events to even be created. Because it's interesting, my dear friend Dennis Deitch has commented, he wrote, I understand, be well within your being, and as I know you would love to be, peace and love to you, you underestimate yourself. And I go, I don't underestimate myself because I'm in complete trust of this whole experience because I'm creating this whole experience. And that, when we, remember a few weeks ago when I wrote, even on Thursday night show, trust is the willingness to experience the experience. It's not about the willingness to make the right choice. And if you make the wrong choice, now you don't trust yourself. It's about the willingness to experience it. In other words, the minute I shared, because like me and Janine were cracking up, that as on the phone call this afternoon, I'm all worried about that the family's going to want to get rid of me because I did drugs 16 years ago. And right under my nose, I'm sitting there babbling that I'm on spaceships.
Right.
And I don't even notice that as something that should be concerned. That's funny.
And Goldie tells me, and I go, oh, we didn't think of that. it was so like, oh, yeah, But, you know, it was just, I don't know, it's just one of those in the moment. It really is amazing that this happened and we're, you know, like Joanne said, opportunity. And it's become such a great learning and for you, for me, and for any listener. And, you know, that's another thing about opportunity is utilizing these experiences to share with other people, because that's really what, you know, I find to be so intimate and beneficial and encouraging, you know. And you're right. I mean, our perception of, like you said, This is your creation, and you're flourishing from it, you know. And
I am flourishing. I mean, I want people to know. Listen, I have let go of I've let go of cell phones. I've let go of friendships. I've let go of jobs. I've let go of expectations. I don't even have expectations anymore. And I'm telling you, I deposited a check in the bank that last week when I did, or 2 weeks ago when I did the overnight when Anya's mom had to leave town because her father was having surgery. And by the way, he's fine. You know, they put in a shunt, but it was dealing with spines and draining the brain. You know, Joanne probably, you know, this probably sounds a little familiar to her. You know, the process for that all went well. you know, and all of a sudden I'm looking in my bank account, I've got serious bank, in the sense of, for somebody who hasn't held a job, you know, a specific, you know, 20 hours a week, I've got bank, I've got, you know, care.com is still sending me 20 new nanny gigs a day, you know, some are infants, some aren't, some are local, some aren't, you know, it's like, because you think it's a good time to bring up what I want to, you know, I'm thinking I don't have to hold that other thing in anymore, you know. Because I'm kind of itching again, Janine. Because I gotta share, because I love my family. Yeah, and it's all good. So
They're all smiling right now.
They are all smiling. I so love sharing my world with all of you. Michelle, my dear sweet sister, I mean, all of you guys, Susan. So after last Thursday night show, if you heard the show, at one point there was a North Carolina number in the show, and I thought it was Greg, my ex, because I don't know that many people from North Carolina. So I called him up, and when I dialed his number, I remember the number that I saw on the queue. It wasn't Greg's number. And to be honest, my first instinct was that, it was his brother's number. And if you remember correctly, what I shared on the show was the woman who had called in that was dating a married man. I said, well, I know exactly what you're talking about, because Greg was married when I met him. And he was the one that I had said, you know, after like 3 months, I basically said, it's time to choose either me or your wife and your kids. In the sense of, you know, he never divorced his kids, but, you know, if you want to live with your kids, that means you're with your wife, I'm done. You know, this idea of sharing, I'm just done. It's me or your wife. So when I called him, you know, to basically tell him, I think your brother heard that, he confirmed to me that at this point he is living with a girl who is, quote-unquote, on her way out. And not to get into his personal business, but she's basically moving out because he won't marry her, which I've seen Greg go through several relationships where Greg's a great guy, but after he left his first wife, he's never going to get married again. That's not in the cards for him, yet he's a great guy. He just doesn't want to do the marriage thing. And two or three of his relationships have broken up from that. But so when he told me that she was leaving, I basically saw it as he's a truck driver. And I know that he lives in a gorgeous house in North Carolina. And I pretty much jumped right in and said, hey, I would like to be the one that hangs out at your house and keeps an eye on your place while you're, you know, running trucks. And you could tell at first he was like, huh? He's like, why? You know, and what you guys don't know is the day before that, when my two cousins came up, who I had not seen in 10 years, me and my father kind of had a blowout, and it just became very clear to me that me and my father love each other, we love each other, but he will never respect me and the perceptions that I see and that I'm aware of. And it's not just that he doesn't respect me, he's just downright rude. And, you know, I'm just no longer attached to, you know, I got to stay here and help Dad, to be quite honest. It's like, I got to live my own life. I have not been getting jobs down here. And so push came to shove. I basically went, I need a change. I was like, you know, because it wasn't about going down south and rekindling my relationship with Greg. Because one of the things that I was sharing on the show with Nancy, I'm very complete in who I am. I mean, I really am, but I need a change. I need something to stimulate creativity and stimulate something that makes me want to jump up and down and create again. And I'm literally, what I'm experiencing now in Connecticut is a release. I just keep letting go of things, including jobs, and moving down into a new state with new people, living in a house that's gorgeous, you know, my father's not across the hall from me. You know, it's like I'm essentially alone 5 days a week. on the weekends. Who comes home? Greg, who is literally, whether we're together or not, he is a soulmate of mine. I mean, I knew that back then. I know it now. So living with a soulmate, even if we're not, quote-unquote, romantic, sold to the girl in Connecticut. And I did not share that with anybody because it literally felt sacred to me. I went, but when I wrote on Facebook that something had popped in my life, it was Greg's opportunity and what he was sharing with me that popped. And there it is, Joanne. That's exactly what I said to Janine. I went, this is an opportunity that will change my life. And then when I got this job, it was perfect because the nanny basically said to me, she just wanted somebody every other Friday so she could take a few days off and do her, she's a hypnotherapist, and inevitably she planned on moving down to Florida. And I was like, well, that's cool. I plan on moving down to North Carolina, and I'm just looking to fill my bank account with some money. So if it takes me a couple of months to find a nanny gig down there or whatever it's going to be that's going to help me make my money, because Greg is charging me rent. This is not a free ride. This is my life getting moved from living what I consider, at least for the last 7 years, the security of my father to the now new creativity. And this was another thing I want to share. This is something that I have recently hit as well. I am leaving the world of creating from my pain body, which is what was that other woman's name that the week before, the show we did the week before? I can't think of it.
And who was the guest?
The guest was the woman who sounded like Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, Lizette Larkin.
Oh, Lizette Larkin. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lizette Larkin clearly showed me.
Yeah,
that
was great.
It was phenomenal. It shifted my whole perception that the reason why things are leaving my life is because they're created from my pain body. And what I have recently realized is my mother died in 2000. It is 2011. Literally, for the last 10 years, okay, I let go of the drugs, but I didn't. In the last 10 years is what I've been doing. It's healing my pain that I created the first 30 years, which is when I was on the drugs. Now I was sober, healing the pain body. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that healing, the pain body is healed, I am no longer attached to
feeding it, or keeping it alive.
Staying here with my dad is feeding. That he is incapable of living on his own. And the funny part about the argument was, as he was screaming at me that I'm an idiot and I'm a loser because I believe in the things I believe in, I said to him, I go, but you need somebody to live here with you. And he goes, no, I don't. Get out. And just so you know, one of my father's telltale control issues with me, and this is since I'm a 14-year-old girl, he always throws me out because, you know, like, I don't have any money. So, you know, and it's like since May, I can't find a job. Everything about Connecticut is literally, it's drying up. Everything in Connecticut is drying up for me because I used to say every time I go to leave Connecticut, there is this rubber band, literally, and this is how I felt, a rubber band would pull me back. I didn't know why until Lizette was on the show. And what I realized is it was my pain body needed to be healed. And now that it's healed, I am free to go. That is the God's honest truth. I mean, that is deep, my friends.
It
is deep.
Well, it feels so fresh and like new. And you're right, like not pain body oriented at all. Because what I've noticed about that Lizette Larkin show was that once you could hear her speak about it, which, you know, is good because you can archive that, that you literally could almost track in your day when your pain body would sort of come up to feed, so to speak, is the word she used. And it was so like, wow, that's a strong thing to say, but it actually made sense. And the more you become aware of that happening, you realize you can stop it. You stop resuscitating the pain body. You stop feeding the pain body.
Well, that's what it is. It's about starving the pain body.
Yeah, and
it's actually not about healing it. The healing it is I don't want to say ignore it in the sense of.
Well, first of all,
because I'll be honest with you, I'm 11 years into the pain body. I'm just tired of it. You know, like,
right.
In other words, I'm so
right
clear.
On target for you, which again, is just sort of perfect timing. You know, opportunities have arisen for the last 11 years, the big one with your mom, but you know, all this has gotten you to here, and
well, my relationship
now,
with Scott, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah, and here you are with you know, possibilities of a fresh, just sort of relocation. It all feels very...
it's a new chapter. That's what I get.
And
it's
all feels very
chapter.
Enlivened and with possibility and potential and, you know, just as it should feel. You know, and, so that's been a lot of stuff in the last,
weeks. And just so the audience knows, literally the clarity of all this has come since I did my little initiation art. My little wooden piece of, cosmic and organic stuff.
Which is really interesting because, you know what's so really cool about that is when I did my own initiation art, and then I even actually named it that in 97, it kind of went into the unseen world of sort of incubating and germinating and, you know, doing its thing, but in the unseen places, because it was only this year, so this is 2011, so that's 11 plus 3, right? 14 years ago. Okay, so 14 years later, you do initiation art spontaneously by me saying out of nowhere, I say it to you, you jump on
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Because it was just a click. And the same happened for four other people just since, I'm not kidding, since August. And it's almost as if it's time. Like, out of the unseen, you know, shows up the initiation art, and here it is. And I see that it's really resonating with people. And it's really, and I do believe that, It is really not seen, but it appears unseen. But it is so effective and visceral that, you know, I can't believe that.
How could I have missed it? I mean,
right.
It becomes, how could I? But I'll tell you noticing.
When the time is right.
Well, and it's when the time is right. But for me, I have to honestly say, having Janine in my life to help me, because this is what I'm finding. Mm-hmm. I am detangling belief systems that, you know, many have started from my childhood.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm extremely open right now to shifting and changing everything. So it's not that, you know, Janine is convincing me of these new belief systems.
No, right.
Not at all. But in her clarity, as she sees and detangles stuff, because like when she was, you know, sharing with me the clarity about this whole nanny thing, you know, it was like, wow. Like, one of the things I got in the woods with all the blocking, you know, because I basically cleared the mound way, you know, enough so I could set up my little camp thing. And I was telling her this earlier tonight. You know, everybody on planet Earth, when the dark cabal and, you know, all the agenda things, they're always interpreting Earth as the place that, you know, isn't evolved as, you know, Sirius or Pleiades or Arcturus, or, you know, we're behind, you know, we're backwards. We need assistance from our star brothers and sister because we just couldn't get it right for ourselves. Well, but here's the truth. Earth is the only place I'm going to use the Milky Way galaxy because I believe there's other planets here that are doing this. But no, actually, no, George says it's only Earth. Okay, my bad. Earth is the only place we literally come here knowing completely that we're going to forget that we're God, that we're all that is, and, you know, and there's no other place in the cosmos you can go to completely forget. And the only ones that come to a place that know they're going to go into total amnesia are beings that are just rock solid in who they are, that they know they'll survive forgetting completely who they are. And here's the irony. We're starting to remember who we are, because I'm remembering that I've never not been a creator. Never.
Right,
so
right.
All these beings that are saying we're behind, you know, and what we do to ourselves, oh, we're so stupid, you know, oh, we're such, you know, losers and sinners and criminals. It's like, listen, we planned it that way because you know what the gift is when you start remembering? And I'm not talking about this from a philosophical point of view. I'm talking about this from literally what I'm experiencing right now. The incredible gratitude that I am who I am. And I can't be shaken by people who want to, you know, claim that I don't have a grasp on reality. I don't even need to convince them.
but you know, it's funny what people say. I remember, this is so funny because you just said what I was thinking, which is perfect because I remember there... during the summer, something was going on, and we felt that, maybe it was in the spring, but we had felt that there was a shift that had occurred, and, you know, but there was
Eminem, that might have been during the Eminem group.
Yeah. And there was,
I think
right,
it was the solstice.
Exactly.
I think it was
It was during the Eminem group, and there was, you know, there's no verifiable proof that, you know, you got the certificate that everything shifted, you know what I mean? Like, so I went into the post office one morning early to mail something that actually had some quality of sort of artistic. I was sending someone something really cool, I forget. But so there, it was sort of appropriate that this happened when I was mailing this. And I remember I was going to go for a run in nature, and I go, first go to the post office, get this mailed off. And it just so happened that the lady was waiting on someone else as I'm waiting to mail something. And the post office had obviously, and not to their happiness, undergone some real changing in the time card, you know, of like who shows up when. And she goes, she literally says this to someone, she goes, oh, yeah, we've all been affected by the shift. And she meant in the post office, you know. So right. I like giggle to myself inside, and I go, I knew I came here to hear something. So you
right
know,
on.
To me today, I said to Goldie, and I'm just gonna, you know, say it again because it's first of all, it's very lighthearted, but it's really true. That the truth is that she is letting go, so probably she doesn't have a hold on this reality, and that's a really good thing. There are multiple realities, and reality is a perception.
Right.
And if we are holding on to, quote, this reality as the perception of old belief systems, it is, in fact, a wonderful thing that she was told today that she's actually doesn't have a hold on reality. And because I'm thinking to myself, you know, some of the most cutting-edge, brilliant, MIT, Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, Princeton, and Stanford.
Einstein, Nassim Haramein.
All the cutting-edge guys are going, there's multiple dimensions, multiple realities. You have multiple yourself functioning in all realities, acting out different scenarios. And I'm thinking, well, yes, of course. And, like, you know, that is really kind of like, almost like yawning material, like, yeah, I know. So it's like, it was funny for me to hear this about her today, and I'm like, yeah. And obviously he's never seen Mary Poppins because she flies and she's a nanny, and, you know, I was really having fun.
Poor Mary Poppins has been misunderstood, too.
Right, she's fired. No, so... No, but it was
that's when she
really
went to Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
It just struck me as very, like, wonderfully, you know, like, this this is just a little, you know, this is just like a beautiful dance. And, you know,
it's a beautiful dance.
Yeah.
And, it,
and so.
Beautiful dance.
Yeah. And it just unfolded. And, you know, it wasn't, it was, I mean, you, we're, we can verify that it was pretty easy. Right? I mean.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Listen,
and,
I have never.
And enlightening.
Since Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the changes happening in my life, and listen, I don't mean to be redundant, but Janine has such a big part for me, because as soon as someone outside of me is able to show me a clarity that I know it's within me, but because I'm still running old programs, I don't see it initially.
Yeah.
But I'm seeking it. I'm open to it. It's like, I don't care if it's Janine you're talking to or somebody else in your life. I highly, highly, highly recommend somebody you have in your life with a clarity of, and here's the key word, the subtle realms.
Yeah.
It, because it's the subtle realms, or i.e. another way to say this, the ability to see that which most people will literally gloss over, you know. You ever hear that famous saying, people, if they're not meant to hear a message, you know, something profound will be said and they'll sneeze, you know, right at the time it's being said because,
yeah.
You know, that's the subtle in the sense of you're not ready to hear it. Well, I highly recommend set an intention that you bring somebody into your life, and it doesn't have to. My significant other is Janine. I'm having a love affair with a woman, and I'm not a lesbian. But believe me, I'm having a mad love affair with Janine because she is bringing a wisdom back into me from a timing point of view that up until this point, nobody has done for me. And I can see the wisdom of it. It's like, the changes that I'm making, I let go of cell phones. I let go of, here, let's talk some big ones. I let go of doubt. I let go of the idea that I'm not good enough. I let go of the idea that I'm not pretty enough, that I've let go of the idea that I'll never be loved. All of that I've let go of. And, you know, when you let go of that, what's underneath, it's just self-love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm experiencing. And from a timing point of view, Earth is doing whatever she's doing. She's expanding, and the frequencies coming into the planet right now are so incredibly divinely supportive of self-love. But the clarity is somebody to help us, at least from my perspective. And, you know, this could absolutely – there's a billion ways to skin a cat. So for me, I just need someone to untangle my belief systems, because as soon as Janine untangles it, I literally, within moments, have adapted to it. I mean, it just becomes
the focus of what I'm doing. You know when you sense a convergence of, like, all these, it's like a convergence of right time, right place, and, you know, everything's kind of just coming in, and, you know, with the timing right now of everything, and, you know, who comes into your life, and it's just all of a sudden you just see this, like, it's like a clicking, and it's, you know, I mean,
it's profound.
It happens. You know, it just happens. That's how it happens in life. I mean, you know, we think we could predict it, but really, the spontaneous and the unseen. And the way we move with that is key.
Yes.
And I just, you know, the more you free yourself up, and which, by the way, I believe is in confronting the difficult, you know, and not avoiding it, I should say. I do believe that, you know, this is just, you and I are kind of witnessing this, I guess, you know, this timing, this divine timing, this organic timing, this, you know, just a synchronicity that's undeniable, which I'm sure other people are feeling. And
I got to share something somebody just posted.
Okay.
Is that okay? I'm sorry, Janine.
I love that. Go ahead. No,
okay,
it's wonderful.
It's I just read a little bit. It's like I haven't even finished.
It's great.
It's a whole thing. Okay. This is from Simon Varsey, and he did it privately, but, babe, we're on the air, and if you share with me, we're on the air. Be prepared. It's going to get posted. Okay. Let's see if I can get this out right. Now, your comment on how those people were questioning your sanity is amazingly interesting to me because, for some reason, I was having the same thought some days ago that Goldie Hawk was going batshit insane. This wasn't a very good feeling, to be honest, and I couldn't understand it either. It didn't seem to make much sense in between the reason for questioning you as an individual. So today I was giving it some space to roll around in through my spirit and letting it flow through me and came to my own big understanding that it was never about you. Right on, Simon. There's more. I was, in fact, projecting, and that's exactly what I told Wani.
Oh, and I got killed.
Yeah, I was, in fact, projecting so strongly in that moment, I was convinced your sanity was going down the toilet. But now I realize this is a big fear from my own subconscious. Deep down there somewhere, it's, in fact, my own fear wanting to be released from my sanity's grip. Okay, I thought, damn right we were going to let this go. In fact, this whole thought experience bubble is the most sinister projection I've ever felt, and now that I am rid of it, I feel so free. Now I don't paint my own mind in a maelstrom of horror. Man, I feel like I'm flowing. A dam is broken. I feel so connected to both myself and the projection of you I have created in my mind. I feel there's tons more that can be said, but I'm going to leave it at that and take one step at a time to help you open the dreamscape with me. Lots of love, Goldie. That's amazing. Will your energy flow like the river?
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Whoa. Who's that, Simon?
Simon. Simon, befriend Janine too, babe. Find her on my list and befriend her.
That's beautiful and... you know,
I'm crying.
This is wonderful. We were just talking about that. I know I mentioned the subconscious a few minutes ago, but it literally is, he nailed it. I mean, that is it. That's it. I mean, that is exactly, it's all projection. Goldie said it today, and, you know, whoever that man was that sort of was wondering about her hold on reality, which, you know, he probably, it was a projection of his own. And
not probably. I scared him because I made him think. He now questions his own reality, and
yeah,
I knew that.
Yeah, and that's
I
a good thing because, you know, that's when the earth went from flat to round, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
All the other, whoa, really? Yes. And so, this is wonderful, but Simon, I mean, you know,
yeah.
My thighs, the top of my head, everything was getting chilled and beautiful.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you. I hope you're not mad that I shared that. It had to be shared.
No,
it had to be shared. It was fantastic.
So timely once again of, you know, helping others know that, you know, experience and shared experience. I mean, that's what I'm hoping that we are doing on the radio show, and we obviously are. And you are so good at it that it's like, it's just in the moment coming, sharing. And, you know, I think that's what I love about it. And it's courageous, you know, and it's open and it's authentic, you know.
Yeah.
And so it obviously touches people, you know.
Well, because it's real. This is real. You know, we are going to lose our mind in order to be in our heart. You know, it's like what Janine was saying. The truth is, it's good that they think I'm losing a grip on reality. The question is now, how do you define that?
No, I even like the word hold, because it's like, that's right, because you're letting go. It's just was another gift. It was just another gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so many of my gifts, you know, have come in forms of like, and then I realize whether it's weeks, months, or years later, those were all gifts, you know, and
yeah.
I probably, and I, By the way, I probably gave them to myself.
You should what? You should what?
I gave them to myself. It wasn't like they were
yes.
inflicted. They weren't inflicted
yes.
upon me. You know,
that's
I
exactly
gave,
right.
Right. So
if
so,
you're feeling the victim, you will not get the clarity of
well,
the unseen.
Well, just let go of that one, you know.
Let go of that one fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah.
That is the most obvious to me, anyway, it's the most obvious way to give your power away.
Yeah,
be
yeah. And watch how you feel when you let go of that, because all of a sudden you're like, why do I feel better? And you're like, because you're, you know, yeah, it's like, because you've been carrying that one and you don't need to anymore and it's over and it's like, great, you know? So.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
what a powerful show.
And
listen, if anybody wants to call in, 646-929-2084. You know, this is the show to share. Share an insight. Share an aha moment. Share anything you want. Share a confusion. You know, one of the things I want everybody to know, we have a two-hour show. I am absolutely, if people are open to it, if you want to do some processing with Janine on the air, we both invite that. You know,
Ten goals.
Yes, I will hold space energetically. You can work with Janine just in conversations. I can't guarantee it'll untangle, but I promise you, she's brilliant. She's a genius. This is I'm not whistling. You know, I'm not blowing air up your butt. She is. I'm living proof of this. and we do 2 hours a night. You know, every Monday night. I would love it because if you do it on the air, I promise you others will benefit from it. And boy, it's just fantastic. I mean, you're witnessing it right now between me, between Simon, between Joanne,
mm-hmm.
and all of us, all the other people that are listening that are going. And I know Michelle is. I know you're getting stuff from this too, sweetheart. I know you are because you know, one of the things I'm starting to become clear with, and me and Michelle actually have had several threads on this over the past few days,
yeah.
There is a frequency that we're all embodying. And when we embody that frequency, there are truths that we are sharing. And it's literally becoming, it's organically, our thoughts are running on the same streamlines. You know, they might not be, quote, unquote, the exact thought, but it's so close. You can't tell the ideas of things. And because wasn't it V for Vendetta, the movie where he said, you can kill people, but you can't kill an idea. We are becoming one in the sense of the ideas of the unseen. As all of us are becoming aware of it, it's like we're going viral with those who are in the frequency. And to share this, you know, that's heaven on earth. That's heaven on earth. You know, and I know that there's still more to come, and we're going into the fifth dimension, and we're, you know, I don't know. Another post I posted the other day is, my ascension is well underway. How I will experience, I don't have a clue. I could not have called this.
And that's how it should be.
Because
you know, it's an unfolding. It could change.
Yes.
It could.
It's organic.
It's organic. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the flower doesn't tell you when it will bloom. It just does.
The more
when
organic
it wants,
we
know.
Are, you know, the more in alignment we are with the organic.
Yeah.
You know. And
Exactly right. That, you know, because, and I'll tell you, everything that's like, in all honesty. Did I think that in this weekend I would get a job, turn down a Hollywood producer, and lose a job within 72 hours? If you told me that was all going to happen, I mean, I would really say to you, nah, go on with the And that's my truth. I mean, I literally emailed the Hollywood producer and said, I'm not interested. Because it's not, he's in a space where it's like, you know, he's definitely going through his awakening, and, you know, it's almost like I might choose to keep an eye on him from a distance kind of thing, even though I really don't see that happening either. But anyways, because in my organicness, I'm looking for we have a caller. I'm looking for you guys. Ever since the George episode when we had the mob scene in the chat room, I am so happy with the quality of this radio show. And I can't emphasize that. And the quality of all of you who choose to listen to me and Jeanine, because your goal from a personal insight is to go through this awakening through awareness and into self. Well, we are all here having one happy hell of a time together. And I mean that with all my heart. Area code. Oh, this is somebody from your area code. Area code 732. You're on the line.
Well, hi, this is Lisa and Lady Lucy here.
Lucy's a wonderful dog, and Lisa is my good friend.
Oh, is this the one you jog with?
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Goldie. How are you?
Oh,
hi,
glad you can
Lisa.
Tell I'm flying.
I am calling because I have been listening since you started. Also, okay. And I've been saying to Jeanine, I don't get to listen every week, but I've been saying to Jeanine, you have been changing over time. And to me, you keep sounding more grounded and more like you're just onto it. You know, each week it's another breakthrough. And today, I had to call you and just say congratulations because you're going to soar from now on. You know, you're already soaring, and it's just so beautiful, and it's kind of beautiful all, for all of us to be able to witness this transformation and give us all the courage to continue to do the work.
Oh, right.
So
ready,
I just want to say thank you. And as far as testaments to Jeanine, she is a wonderful, wonderful counselor and therapist. And, I mean, if you're... need anyone to talk to or anything to kind of discuss, she is someone that would just bring much more clarity to your world, you know, and just make this transformation as easy and joyful as possible.
Thank you. And funny.
Oh, thank
very
you. Very funny, you know, and it's real world things that you discuss, but also life is funny and it's practical and it's, you know, it's funny. It is funny.
And
you enjoy
Jeanine
the process.
Crack up,
you know?
All the time. Totally. It's hysterical, actually. It really is.
Yeah. So, and we don't play the victim role. We just play, great, let's try this one on for size. See how we're going to get through this.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Just the willingness to experience it. Which that's when there's no outcome attachment and there's no right or wrong. It's just the experience. And then you go, wow, that was pretty wild. I mean, what a weekend.
Exactly.
You know, I've already had 17, you know, hit movies in my little imagination.
Right. In your imagination with the Hollywood director.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
oh, well,
you know, what? And Lisa and I spend so much time, you know, one of our real connections is our experience in nature. And we go out there with her dog and, you know, we even developed this thing to take people out there called Move to Change. And we say, you don't have to do anything. You just be in nature. And, you know, we personally do it. And as Lisa's watched you and me progress in this show and how she can tell that there's changes going on over the years that we've been together as we've been outside. And I mean, we can feel the process of our own and how we've been changing, you know, and openings and everything kind of has gone into this new place of incredible trust. You know, and,
look, Lucy's going, it's her applaud button.
Exactly.
Hi,
she doesn't like not being the center of attention.
No, keep going, Jeanine. Keep going. Definitely.
No. So I think it's just, I mean, the one thing that we've learned is this trust factor, you know, and it's like flying by the seat of your pants, but you know, you get really good at it, and you build this momentum, and it's just like Goldie, you said the other day, or was it this morning? Come on, I can't believe it if it was this morning when you said, I don't even have to think anymore. It's just happening.
Yes.
Was that, That was the communion.
Yes.
Oh my God. I definitely on another timeline.
Well, it's the clarity. Once you things become clearer, but you also trust more. So whichever comes first, I don't know.
You know, you get to trust more,
and then it becomes clearer. And you're
not afraid. It's not, right.
That's
and
exactly
it's not
right,
a
Lisa.
Thinking thing. So
it's not a thing. Because I'll be honest with you, what the family started happening, the nanny basically told me, I had talked to her Sunday, even though the family was gone, to get the dates and stuff that you know, I had to work. And she basically said, she goes, after I had left, they talked so highly about me. They didn't ask the normal questions that they were asking during the other interviews. And I said to her, in the presence of presence, the mind doesn't lead. Presence leads. So they felt with their hearts. They were open to being in the moment. They weren't worried about, I need a nanny now, but I also need a nanny in the future because this nanny might be leaving. You know, that's all. And what happened was the less they were around me in my presence, the more they went back into mind, and mind immediately filled it with fear. Immediately.
Yep.
Because all of our minds fill things with fear. This is a universal understanding. The mind wants polarity. It doesn't want peace. It's not built for peace. It's built for polarity.
Yep, and they went into doubt.
So once we get that, it's huge.
They went into doubt, and then that thing that Simon spoke about and that you spoke about earlier today, which is they went into projection, and they put it out there.
Well, exactly.
And it was really
because,
their
right,
own.
It wasn't going to be their fear.
Right.
They were afraid of me.
Yeah.
They weren't afraid of their reality breaking down. It was that my reality was breaking down. By the way, Simon wrote, ha, 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 the synchronicity is strong in this one. This was really heartfelt. Thanks so much for sharing. You're so welcome, Simon. I just wanted to read that, but keep going.
Lisa, did you hear Simon, what he wrote?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Wasn't
I thought
incredible?
It was just so powerful what he wrote.
Yeah.
Really, in the moment, beautiful. In the moment,
definitely.
Beautiful.
And I too would have been in tears had it been written about me.
Well, I mean, because God knows it. We are like the ripe pear, that it falls off the tree just as the small child puts her hand out, plop right into it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have never danced so effortlessly in so much magic ever in my life. Ever have I, at least not in this lifetime, maybe in other, dimensions and stuff, but, and it all comes down to the genuine walking of the talk, but not from the militant standpoint of you must walk your talk, but from the standpoint of once I entangle all these belief systems that were put in play as a kid by unconscious people, I can't walk it any other way. I mean, I can't fake being at peace and not being worried, even though I haven't held a job since May. I can't fake that.
But there's
it's
much
just
more
where
ease.
I am. Huh?
But you're doing it with much more ease, so it's kind of true.
Right, it's the being. It's not. I'm not doing it. It's just the doing is getting. It's getting starved. The doing is being starved, and the being is being fed.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can only do that, you can only really understand that by allowing that. Like, I mean, when you try to control something, you step out of that place.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So it is practice and it is, if you can get some insightful feedback, it is helpful or a good friend.
Oh,
or,
hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And getting out in nature, it's the unseen forces of nature that, to me, translate truth. I mean, that's what I think. Nature just literally is truth. So you're kind of like, infiltrated with truth and bathed in truth. And so the more you're out in nature, the better, I think, if you can, or find inventive ways to be that. And, so it's been incredible since this Mystical Mother Earth show and, the warm-up with the mastermind. And I know Lisa has felt it, heard it, seen it. It's just been incredible.
Right on.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. You feeling it, Lisa?
Yes.
And are you feeling it in your own experience? I mean, because does it affect your own personal experience?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
That's so
I feel like life is easier. You know, if you look at my life, it could look as like it was getting harder. And there are more challenges, but I think I'm meeting them with more ease. Because
right.
I trust that it will get done however it will, it will. And it's not, you know, the end of the world.
Yes.
I trust that whatever is going to be is going to be, and it's just miraculous how things show up that need to be. So the synchronicity is there.
Yeah. What I've noticed about Lisa is in the trust factor where what's needed shows up, quote, as she's put it, in the 11th hour, but it shows up. And it shows up, and she doesn't, like, waver, and it's been, you know, a real role model for me, too, where I'm like, wow, that's incredible trust. And it's just like, yep, there it is. And it's always like when it's needed, it shows up. And it's and then we're kind of amazed and we laugh about it. And then, and you know, and then we laugh at Lucy because she's funny. And
well, and that's a byproduct of all this too. Let go of the mind, you will laugh. So I was just noticing today as I was driving today, I've been having a craving for fast food for I don't know, about 2, 3, 4 weeks, and you know, I'm not big on the fast food, but I swear after, you know, the shit hit the fan basically with this just bizarre email, which of course, like I said, bizarre only to my mind. You know, my soul was like perfect. Yes, that's me and Janine talked. I was completely, you know, incompetence. I was in my own competence of, okay, I'm clear on this. This is beautiful. I went, now I'm going to go get a burger. God bless it. I want the burger and the fries right now. There will be no holding off anymore.
It actually sounded really good to me. And I was like, well, that's like good comfort grounding food, you know. And
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want it, but, you know, it's like, and I've been craving this, and, you know, and as I'm driving, you know, gorging on the fries in the car, like, you're such an emotional eater, Goldie, you are, so, and it's, but the funny, see, I can bear witness to those things as long as I know in balance my soul has a place to express.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to live a perfect life. This is the land of duality here in this dimension. It's supposed to be, like you were saying, it's not, it looks like we're falling apart, but we know it's all good. We're not supposed to, if we master it in this dimension, you know, pardon my French, we fucked up.
Right.
The mastering of it, meaning, you know, there was this thing I was showing on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, or, you know, whatever time is. This thing about artists that have made it big have sold their soul to very dark forces. And they were showing Eminem and Jay-Z, Beyonce, a bunch of rappers. And they were literally like, I mean, Eminem has literally been manipulated where he wanted to start becoming a more optimistic songwriter and singer. And his label was like, no. No, you will talk about the violence. And they just twisted him. And you know, this was all during the time where, I don't know if you heard the show when, you know, when George was on, or if Janine talked to you about the mob squad that we had in the chat room. And it became so clear to me. It was like, well, I'm not looking for my show, quote unquote, to hit millions. Because first of all, it's very clear that the things I want to share, millions of people aren't even close to being interested in what I have to say. But there is a beautiful 25 to 30 people group that just every week shows up. They're open. They're sharing their thoughts. They're calling in. You know, they're touching base with me on Facebook and emails, and their lives are genuinely changing right alongside with me. There's nobody's in the front, nobody's in the back. We're all just literally supporting our own transformation happening, and it is gorgeous. You know, it's the smell of genuine roses as opposed to, look, everybody, there's a field of artificial roses. You know?
Yeah.
They never die and they never wilt, but they're not real. So who cares?
Well,
we're supposed to die and wilt.
Well, so
what always comes up for me, you know, and you've heard me say this before, is the quality of relating.
Yes.
And that really, like, that's it. That's, like, for the quality of relating with another or with, you know, interacting with nature, that's what I'm interested in, and that's what interests me. And you know,
I second that.
Yeah, and so, you know, we've talked, and I know it's cliche, quality over quantity, but it really, in terms of, you know, I mean, intimacy.
That's
and,
a huge dictation of choice, though. That's
right.
There is
and it's
such
also,
a difference in those choices. Such
it's
a difference.
It's also a flip of when, you know, you choose to do something and buy into, you know, the whole celebrity. It really flips it. And, you know.
Yeah, let's take a look at Britney Spears and Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Monroe.
Too, because,
I mean.
You know, these people have talent, but. You know, but
yeah,
I really,
they're whack jobs
really
after they get through.
That you get very confused if you get into quantity over quality, and you know, and
absolutely.
So yeah, and so you know, it's funny because several shows where when we're talking, it always brings me back to this quality of relating, and obviously relating with yourself. Because if you have a high quality of relating with yourself, you pretty much are affecting everywhere, you know, with others, with your environment, with your passion of what you feel called to do here, you know. So it just brings me back to these basics of relating, you know, and that's just one of my. You know, when I tell you, oh, that interests me. Well, that interests me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for good reason. It's like the truth of what is, as opposed to yet another diversional timeline. You know, like when I saw that thing with the stars, you know, I mean, there was just this clarity that, wow, not being successful in my radio show has been the blessing. Because...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And
I don't want to sell my soul to sell millions of, you know, records or whatever, to have millions of people listen to my show. Because I want to be authentically me, and if millions of people authentically are tuning in to hear me, well, by golly, what a day that will be. I mean, in my humble, and it's not that I want the world to be like me, but I'm letting go of the game of, you know, somebody's better and somebody's worse, somebody's worthy and somebody's not, somebody's a victim, somebody's a victimizer. I'm not playing any of those games anymore.
Yeah.
And the truth is, the majority of the public is still deeply entrenched in those games, and that's okay, because you play over there, I'll take me and my 25 in my little group, and we will meet every Monday night and every Thursday night, and we will sing and dance quietly in the forest as our lives completely change, and we walk through portals that take us into the fifth dimension. I mean, like, and then as we wave goodbye and go, see you when you're ready.
and it is amazing, though, you know, your testimony, I am too, Lisa, is that when you carry the presence of a quality of relating, it affects people. And so that alone is just like if that's what happens, then, you know, what I mean, that's it. It's like, if your presence, because of, you know, the dedication to your authentic self and, you know, moving through life with a presence and an authenticity, and that affects people, that's amazing. And, you know,
right.
I remember listening last year, just a little example about this was, there was a little boy in England, I believe, who was, for his age, an amazing painter, like of paintings, and you know it was incredible. And so they interviewed him, and they had him show that he was painting, and you know it was right up there with like some of the best painters ever, you know, impressionists or whatever. And his parents were there, but what was awful was all they were interested in was how many he could paint in a day.
Oh,
you know,
my God!
Yeah, and it almost, you know, as opposed to like, wow, that's a beautiful painting, and you know, just the quality of, you know, what it delivered to the people. but it was all about how much did they sell for, and how many could you get? Yeah, and it was just such a violation of everything I know or feel, you know. And I'm always personally learning about that, but then you listen to society and you're like, oh, that is not what I'm looking for, you know. So I think that's another upside downness of the belief systems, you know.
Yeah, the quantity over the quality, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim Kardashian is worried right now the world hates her. And I'm laughing going, the world does. because they don't want to hate themselves. So, fine. Here's what society does or here's what the darkness in our culture does. We build people up intentionally to knock them down. Intentionally to knock them down. You know, because if anybody really cared about Kim Kardashian, she would have been in therapy long before she said I do to Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody cared about that. They just want 10 million viewers watching her going to a marriage. And I'm not defending it from, I'm just saying it's so obvious when you can see the unseen, there's a play going out. And if you don't want to be part of the negative play, be true to yourself. Break every rule you can.
Clearly the quality of relating was absent, you know. And so, hey, all right. So live and learn, and sort of go, wow, that was really, as Joanne said, an opportunity. And kind of move on. And I mean, humility is a wonderful feature.
That's actually one of the qualities of, for lack of a better term, an ascended being, is you don't hold on to anything. You know, my ability to go through belief systems, believe me, I am flipping belief systems 12 times a day, until I get the niche that feels as clear as, okay, that's the bottom, like that's the basic. And I had a friend of mine years ago say, you know, one minute, Goldie, you're all into politics, and the next minute you're not. Like, what's up with that? And I went, well, I'm authentically in when I'm in, and I'm authentically out when I'm out, because I think there's something we're afraid to commit fully, because in that commitment of fully, we think we have to stay there to then back that commitment up, when the commitment is just be willing to experience it fully, because that's what will tell you if it agrees with you or not. If you keep it halfway, you have confusion. If you let it in, whatever it is, completely, you'll know completely whether you resonate or don't.
Yeah, you're passionate when you're in there and you're willing to let go. I mean, that's a moving on quality, which I like. You know, it's like, well, it worked for me at the time, and now, you know, I felt it. It was right at the time, but now, you know, I'm moving, and that is really transformative. That's what transformation
exactly.
is. You know,
exactly.
I'm fired
up today, ladies.
but it was a great day.
It was a great day, wasn't it? How funny! I got fired today. It was a great day. No, actually, I didn't get fired today. I quit today. You know, it was it's very important, you guys, to all know. I sent the email and said this is not working. You know, because I, you know, the woman, the nanny who was basically playing middleman between me and the parents, you know, after she wrote this email to me, the rest of the email was, but don't worry about it. You know, come by tomorrow, we'll talk, and we'll figure it out then. As if someone telling me I don't have a grasp on reality is just a flyby. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'll see you at 8 o'clock and pour the tea, and you know, it's like, no, people. It's funny because Dennis wrote that I underestimate myself. I think the truth of the matter is people underestimate me.
Yeah.
They underestimate that I won't do what's good for me because they think what's good for them is what's good for me.
Also, you got what you know, this was a learning, and it was like you moved through it really quickly, and it unfolded exactly as it was supposed to, and, you know, and...
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah, and that was that, you know, it's kind of like, okay. I mean,
I'm lighter yet again. I mean, it's the lightness. I just can't, again, don't try and figure it out, everyone. The mind will, if you try and use your mind, it'll find something wrong with the process. If you just trust it, you know, almost a complete trust, you'll just be. And that's what the forest really is for me. It is just 100% complete trust in the present moment. And when I'm there, it's a tangible sensation in every cell of my body that I'm not wanting for a job, I'm not wanting for a lover, I'm not wanting to live anywhere else. I'm in the forest, in the moment, smiling and dancing and, you know, looking for the fairies and you know, dance, you know, whatever, just being, just, and that's enough. It's not like it's not enough. It's my cup has run its over. It's really enough. Why?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a crazy mystical mystery tour here, people. We have it. Oh, the Beatles had it right, boy.
Hey, you know, it's kind of exciting that I'm going to I already have the website initiationart.com, and I'll be creating a website dedicated to just initiation art. So
nice.
That'll be fun for everyone, but it's going to take me a while. But I really started working on that because I've seen the wonderful things that are happening. So I'm like, okay, you know, this is, I want to give this more attention. I want to put it out there for people to read and see. And so, I'm really working on that. And
right on.
Seems like the time is right.
Yes, it does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading in Business Week, one of the ads was, you know, everybody knows education and schooling is the only way to succeed. I'm like,
what?
I don't know, my father's magazine, you know, it's one of these, you know, talks about, you know, what Warren Buffett is channeling or trading, and I just, you know, the whole magazine is so fear-based and polarized, and, you know, because I went, well, if that's the truth, where's the initiation art class here, my friend? You want to talk change? Let's talk initiation art. Because that piece of wood over there is literally becoming, like, you know, my new god.
your new ally.
My absolute right, not my god, my ally.
Your ally.
Expression of me. Yeah, it's energized, though. It's alive. I know it's alive.
Definitely.
Yes.
Lisa, are you
education.
There?
Yes, I am. I was just listening. I didn't want to just hang up because I wasn't sure if it was going to make a big noise.
I've heard so many lovely things from Janine. I'm glad you're here. You're welcome to stay on. You're welcome to hang up. Whatever makes you comfortable.
Whatever Lucy wants to do.
He is the boss.
Lucy, I'm home.
She can't hear you because I have the sound on the computer down. Otherwise, she would bark.
Thank you for doing that because we'd get echo otherwise. Good girl. Yes, I appreciate you putting that down. So, and I know I'm loud. It's the energy. I truly don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to be any other way. So,
loud is good.
Yeah. Now it's good. There was a day, boy.
It.
Right on. I'm feeling you too. I'm feeling this whole night. I'm feeling our listeners, you, Janine. I'm feeling all of this. I mean,
we're not
even in 2012 yet, you know, and I know that goes into the future, but I'm telling you, this is all just, you know, life is moving at lightning speed, all, you know, and we're along for the ride, like it or not. We are along for this ride.
Yeah, well.
2012 is really going to get even more, I think, intensely clear.
But the clearer you are, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
And the more exciting it gets. So it's kind of exciting, like, all right, let's go. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not as much of a challenge anymore. So you just, you know, blew past this, which could have been something that could have threw you in another direction.
Yeah.
And instead you took that as an opportunity to just soar higher. So what will you do with the next opportunity that arises, you know? Can you even imagine the excitement that that'll bring?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't think I'm going to need a plane to fly.
Exactly. I mean, it's like tearing down all these old, you know, walls or,
walls,
you know.
Yeah.
There's no more confinement.
Yeah.
What? You know, it's curious. I keep thinking of those trees laying there, and I'm not sure, you know, it's like, not that I have to know what that meant, but they did mean something, but I'm not sure what.
They did. I agreed. You know, because one of the things I also got was, you know, they were lying there, and here was interesting. When I was going towards the chamber, I felt a resistance to the blocks. You know, I was more clear of the blocks.
Yeah.
Coming back out, I would see the path much more clearly on how to go around. There was much more grace, and what came to my mind was, it's always more graceful the second time around.
Yeah. Yeah, and you did forge ahead, you know, and then...
Yeah. Didn't turn around because they were there.
Yeah.
I sat on my mound, you know. I even surrendered that it was my last time, you know, said goodbye to the trees around me and, you know, and coming back out, it was just, it was a different experience than it was going in. Definitely.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah,
it's like a mini transformation, a new identity, and also to me, like according to the fractal of Hasim, when you know Hasim with an M, where you it is harder and you do feel the resistance going, but then you know coming back, you know it's just things are freer up, just like right now, things feel so freed up to me. They just do.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
It's tangible. Yeah, like, I mean, it's literally tangible
exactly.
Right now.
Like what Simon said, Simon used that word, just feeling so freed up, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's great.
It is, because I'll be honest with you, I know for a fact one of my personal goals on my ascension is freedom. I mean, genuine freedom, not freedom to the next level, but still under, you know, the veil of deception, but genuine freedom from anything that thinks it has power over me, including myself, of course. And, you know, the complete letting go of control and the total experience and immersion of trust. I mean, a complete, though, not just my physical body, but all my energy bodies and all my, you know, I guess according to George, all my galaxies and stars and planets and, you know, everything experiencing freedom to be me. I mean, it's tangible. It's exciting. It's exactly like you were saying, Lisa. It's like, I mean, this is the greatest show on earth. We're living it. You know, we have front row seats. And not only do we have front row seats, we're literally, by choice, the main attraction. I mean, in my humble opinion. I mean, I guess, you know, to the 95%ers who are, you know, bouncing back and forth from polarities, they think they're the main attraction. But I think it's the small little group of 25. That's for me, that's the main attraction.
Definitely. Yeah, that always felt right to me as well. Like, The more intimate group. It just always felt right to me. When, you know, even in sharing my book or sharing, you know, presenting, or it just, that small group felt perfect, you know.
To me as
and,
well.
Yeah. And it's funny because you use the word freedom, and it's probably better that, but I sometimes say liberating, and, you know, I'm not even sure, but, I just think that when you get over or move through old belief systems and fears, that you become liberated, and and that's the word I use.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, but by the way, just so everybody knows, Lisa, my friend, is an incredible massage therapist. And,
oh, really?
And she did this series on me it's a 10 series of literally freeing up the body, and it's amazing what comes up, like the emotions and the old stuff. She did it, I think it was 3 years ago, and, you know, probably part of the reason that I've moved through some major issues and am more liberated and able to help other people untangle, because I don't know, you know, as I got more clear, it's probably easier for me to sort of listen and sense and feel what I hear other people saying, and or get this empathic kind of understanding of what's going on for them. But yeah, when she worked on me, I was like, yes, I'm doing all 10 of them, and it was every.
Lisa, share where you're at and how people can get a hold of you. Contact information.
You can go to www.wellbalanced.us, and I am in Red Bank, New Jersey, and I do structural integration or Roth, and I also do massage. And Janine was talking about the structural integration sessions, the 10 series that focuses on the whole body and realigning it and a lot of things.
Oh,
you know, we
so
a lot of emotions.
You just became a bucket list, because God knows I could use something.
Oh,
yeah. God knows.
It's incredible. Yeah. And the irony of how I met Lisa was I did my first radio show in 2007, and I didn't realize how nervous I was, and I couldn't move my neck the next day, and someone said, oh, you have to go to Lisa Gross, and I did, and like in 5 minutes, I was like, it was completely gone, and then I was like, oh, my God, and then, so thanks to being nervous over a radio show, I met Lisa, and now we're on together on a radio show.
Yes, but until Lisa's hands have been on my body, I can't share this experience, so I will make sure that happens.
Yes, come down anytime.
Well, right on, sister, right
and
on.
And enjoy
yes,
our
definitely.
Woods. We have such beautiful parks in this area, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe what I'll do is I'll set it up. Could you do 10 sessions in 10 days? Or would that be like overload to the system?
That's a lot.
Yeah, that would be probably
okay.
Too much. They really like a week between, you know, but depending on your process and you're kind of accelerated at this point, you know, maybe every 5 days. But you want your body to kind of feel the changes and kind of work through them. And, you know.
Yeah, and experience the different levels.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to rush things, you know, and you could also – people can also wait a month between sessions, you know, and some people may have to wait a month because some things come up for them and they have so many other processes that are going on that they start to question the work.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because like, what are you doing to me? I don't like, you know, and then it's like, wait a minute.
Because it's changed.
Yeah.
And it's their turn to take responsibility. And, you know, it's much easier to give it to someone else as opposed to taking care of it themselves at times, you know. So
that
transformation happens when you're willing to take that responsibility.
Exactly. I mean, that's what this whole show is about, truly, sharing what life looks like when we take responsibility. And it's not all peaches and cream. I mean, it's definitely, you know. Shit goes through the fan, gets on the walls, you know, gets stuck in crevices. You got to clean it up, but I mean, you know, but it's a part of the process of third dimensional stuff. This, you know, we didn't come here to remember totally who we are. Well, we came here to remember that, but first we had to forget. So we can't beat ourselves up for forgetting. That's the point. That's why we came. You know, we didn't fall in here. We didn't descend in here. We weren't cast aside in here. We were so strong and so confident, we said, let's go into the unknown and forget everything. It was like, wow, what courage that would take. I mean, it's just tremendous. It's tremendous. And, of course, I say this only because I'm starting to remember.
Exactly. Isn't that sad?
So, Janine, share your website and your contact information.
Sure. Well, you can see my art and my books and read about me, some of my transformation pieces
on jlkimmel.com. And I also have another website that has books and posters of springtreepress.com. And I do therapy in Red Bank, New Jersey, also on the phone. And you can see that on jlkimmel.com. And, yeah, and I'm working on initiationart.com as we speak. So that'll be something maybe in like 6 months. So
awesome.
We'll be doing that. Yeah. So awesome. Thank you, Goldie. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah,
thank you, Lisa, for sharing your evening with me. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, definitely. Listen, you join us anytime, and I'm going to call you privately and speak with you privately because, well, we'll just talk privately.
Okay, great.
Yeah, Janine has taught me it's cool to keep some things private. I'm getting that. I might not want to tell everybody I've been on a spaceship on an interview. Oh, okay. And Thursday night is Thanksgiving, everybody. Janine and me, there's like a 95% chance we're going to do the live show. So come join us on Thanksgiving. We're just going to be talking about gratitude and, you know, anything that happens within the next, you know, 2 days between then. But I love all you guys. Thank you so much for sharing everything with me. Lisa, your call was really special. I appreciate it. Everybody, Simon, Joanne, Dennis, everybody who's listening,
Susan.
Michelle, all you guys.
Susan.
Yeah, yes, Susan, at some point I want to hear about your bottles.
Michelle.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Janine. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone. If you don't join us on Thursday, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to everybody soon. All right.
Yes,
namaste.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Gotta go.